people could sit on nine
those
days.
Benches. Yeah, I got one out there on the porch.
There?
Yeah.
Where did they usually keep that?
They keep it side the table, up between the table and the wall. Something, you know, three or four could sit down on it. Yeah, old bench.
Did they have these long padded ones like they have nowadays?
Well, we
like
didn't the... have padded ones then. We just had these homemade benches. Mm-hmm. I used to have one here. But that now there, it's out on the outside there. Mm-hmm. Moved out.
What would you call this right here that you have your towel over?
Well, it's a couch. Mm-hmm.
Did you have anything like that years ago?
Well, pretty good. Several years ago, we had one. But them is not sold them now.
Did people call it a couch back then?
Yeah, all I know of it is.
Sofa, maybe?
Yeah. Well, I hear them. I think the sofa and the couch was a little different. I don't know.
Yeah. Ever heard it called a Davenport?
Well, I never did know what a Davenport was.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you heard the word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what did the... did people have a room in the house that they might think of as the best room, you know, where they might have company?
Yeah, guest room. They had them. Mm-hmm. People did, some folks.
Yeah.
Especially if they saw a big shot.
Yeah. Would they ever call it the parlor?
Yeah, we used to call it that, too. Mm-hmm. Parlor.
Would that be kind of a fancy?
Oh, yeah. Hold it up to date. I never did get up to that.
Mm. Yeah, I see. Just did make do with a front room.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what you mean. Well, what about the things that people would have in their bedroom? Maybe something that had drawers in it where you could keep clothes?
Dresser. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got an old dresser back there. I bought 1920.
Does that
put my papers in the drawer and things like that, and my books. We got a cedar roll back there to keep clothes in, you know. There's a cedar chest back there. We got them in later years. We didn't have them to start with.
I see. Does that dresser have a mirror to it?
Yeah.
Was there anything else you had with drawers in it that you could keep clothes in besides the dresser?
Well, yeah, you could get a ship robe to call some of the things. We had one, and it was my first wife's request that little girl that we raised get most of her stuff out of the house, and the old house, and 15 acres of land. And I was there. So when I married this other woman, she had a whole lot of furniture. Well, I give that little girl part of the stuff I already had. Let her move it out.
Yes, sir.
And she's gone over with equipment now and married, and they built them one of these brick houses over there. And live over there and cut off a lot of the stuff I had here. Mm. So some of this stuff I got here belonged to my last wife. Mm. The children come in and get it if they want it. And I don't know what they're going to do about it.
Mm. Did that shipper robe that you were telling me about have a mirror to it?
No, yeah, and that boy out here broke the glass. He had a glass door, long, kind of like that glass inside the wall in there,
yes,
in the door. Stood up, you know, and had shelves up high.
More
high like that, you know, with shelves in it, and the glass is in the door.
Right, I see. Where did you have a place to hang your clothes back then? Where did you hang them?
Well, they usually hang them in that, you know, around. We didn't have many.
You could hang it in the shipper rope?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Not too many clothes.
I'd hang mine up and not on a nail up.
Right. Yeah. You know, have you ever seen these great big pieces of furniture before people had, you know, built-in places where they could hang their clothes in the house?